Hello, my name is Anne McEwen. I'm an NLP coach and trainer at 2empower.co. Today I'm going to talk to you about indigestion and how some NLP techniques can help. If you suffer from indigestion, then you're probably used to experiencing heartburn, bloatedness, maybe some excess gas. It's not very comfortable. It's said that common things that cause indigestion are things like eating too fast, overeating, fizzy drinks, alcohol, chocolate, even iron tablets or painkillers can sometimes have an effect. But did you know that anxiety as well is something that can really add to indigestion? Now, NLP teaches us how our thoughts, our language and our behaviour have an impact on our well-being. It's been well documented that the relationship between our mental health and our physical health is very tight. There's a quote I'd like to share with you. It's from a guy called Richard Matheson, and he says that the deeper buried an anxiety, the further into the body that it goes, and the place that it loves to hide the most is the gut. The second thing to do is to understand what's actually setting off your triggers, what's triggering your indigestion. Is it all the fatty foods? Is it something like anxiety and worry? Or worse, is it both? So let's have a look now at that mental and physical connection that we talked about. We're going to use the mind's eye to actually look inside and follow food down through the digestive tract. I want you to start by closing your eyes, getting comfortable and relaxed. And we're going to use the mind's eye to look inside the body and see what impact the food is having and how our habits are affecting indigestion. So I want you to first to concentrate on your lips and just see, are they dry or are they moist? Are they a dark grey colour or are they vibrant pink? And then visualise inside your mouth. What about the roof of your mouth? Can you feel the little ridges? Be aware of your tongue. The tongue is a really strong muscle and it helps us to be able to break the food down. Are you aware of the taste buds? When did you ever last think of your taste buds? The salt and sweet, bitter and sour. Are you aware of your teeth? Are your teeth nice and white? Are they clean? Or are they covered in plaque? Are they sharp? Do you chew your food enough? And really use your teeth to help prevent indigestion. What about your gums? Are your gums nice and red and healthy? Can you see or be aware of the saliva in your mouth? All of these things are helping to prevent indigestion. The food then travels down the esophagus and it's got a rhythmic kind of muscular motion. It creates waves that push the food to the stomach. Let's just take a moment and think about that and thank the esophagus that it does that for us every day without us even having to think about it. And that food then goes down into the stomach. Look at your stomach. Is it full already? Is it stretched? Or is it empty and really acidic? The food then continues its journey down through the small intestines to the large intestines. Now, I want you now to become aware of the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, and they're all working hard. And I'd like you to take a moment and just personify those organs. And by that, I mean, imagine them as little people. And they're in your digestive tract. And when they see some of this rich, oily, heavy food coming, imagine them going, oh no, there's another avalanche. We're going to have to work hard, guys. And subconsciously, your body's pumping away, working really hard, all your organs to keep you well, to take the nutrients out of the food and to get rid of what the body doesn't need. And on the other hand, when these little organs see refreshing water coming down the gullet, they're rejoicing. They're going, yippee, this is great. This is going to help us feel better. Thank you. So when you're ready, I want you to open your eyes and come back into the room. Be grateful, be thankful, and always remember to look inside.